It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, have you recovered from your Facebook and Instagram absence? I don't even know if you're on all those platforms, but have you recovered from that social media dilemma we had? I mean, wow.
Yeah, that really cut a lot of time out of my day. I found I had all sorts of new time to waste on other platforms.
There you go. It's I did see a meme. Spirit Halloween has apparently already taken over the Facebook headquarters. So they move fast, man. They move fast. But so again, Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle is our guest here on the Local Beat. And Dave, let's just jump right into things here. And a very serious story to kind of kick things off here. Your colleague Lena Yost had the write-up on this one in, I believe it was Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram I grabbed this from, but I'll just kind of regurgitate the headline to you and let you sort of run with this. 161 arrested in a statewide prostitution sting. There are local ties here, as we found out with Elyria Councilman Mark Jesse among those 161 arrested. So what all happened here, Dave? What are the details and what's kind of next to come with this?
So last Thursday, around 4:30, in the 300 block of Washington Avenue in Elyria, Councilman Jesse, who was a Democrat representing the 3rd Ward on Elyria City Council, was arrested and issued a summons to appear in court on a misdemeanor charge of solicitation of prostitution following a sting by various police agencies throughout the state of Ohio that included the Elyria Police Department. And he had apparently gotten wrapped up in that, showed up to an apartment, and all of a sudden was met with a number of people who were wearing badges. So it was a solicitation that was apparently conducted online or over the phone, and then he showed up and was promptly arrested. So he has since released a statement saying that he was very very embarrassed and felt bad about it, and he very much apologized to his family, to his city council colleagues, city employees, and constituents. Notably, he is up for re-election in the November 2nd election. And so whether or not this hurts, his chances for re-election is entirely up to the voters. There were a number of other people who were arrested by Elyria police. But Jesse Mark Jesse is the biggest name among them. So we'll have to see. He's got an upcoming court date, and we'll have to see what happens in court then.
And this one, just an interesting one, Dave, for all the wrong reasons. And you just kind of reading through Lena's write up on here. No previous criminal activity for Mark Jesse. Just for a couple of traffic tickets that he's had over the years. But clearly, this quite a big story, quite a big deal. A lot wrong here. We'll see how this sort of shakes out moving forward. So thank you for catching us up on that one, Dave. And one that you wrote about that I want to talk about next, involving the county commissioners. I know you've been covering them quite a bit since the turnover into the new year back in January, and I guess some drama might continue here as former county administrator Tom Williams now suing two of our current county commissioners. What's to know here, Dave?
Yeah, so this lawsuit was filed again last week in U.S. District Court from Northern District of Ohio in Cleveland, and Mr. Williams is suing Commissioner Michelle Hung and Commissioner Matt Lundy, basically for retaliation. He says that that he was illegally and without justification fired from his employment with the county. Williams had been a county commissioner until he was defeated by Lundy back in 2014, and Lundy took office as a Democrat, and Williams being a former Republican commissioner, I should say. And then Williams was the campaign manager for Commissioner Dave Moore, who then was one of the commissioners who then voted to hire him as county administrator. Williams spent just about eight months and some change as county administrator before he was fired back in August, and he has now filed this federal lawsuit. It makes further allegations about the sexual affair that Commissioner Hung was having with Harry Williamson, the 911 director for Lorain County, an affair that was announced and that was confirmed by Moore and Lundy, again about just about 2 months ago or so, when they found out about it by Hung's admission to them, as they said. Mm-hmm. It also talks about how Williams feels that he was retaliated against for bringing up issues of a hostile work environment, toxic work relationships, that kind of thing. And he basically said that back in August, Hung had told the Chronicle, and that was a quote that I took directly from her, that with all due respect, the GOP is out of line, meaning the Republican Party for Lorain County is out of line after some of those officials with the party had asked her to resign. And to quote Hung, anyone who has actively been a part of this political stunt will have to consider the consequences. Williams was then fired within a day or two of Hung's comments. Mm-hmm. So that was brought up in the lawsuit as well. So there had allegedly been, apparently been, according to Williams, a chance to settle his termination, to pay him his severance, several hundred thousand dollars there. And that was quote, Williams' lawsuit reneged on the next day, the day after it had apparently been settled. So this is either going to shake itself out in court. The commissioners really didn't have much they wanted to say about the discussions that had gone on behind closed doors. Lundy had opposed Mr. Williams' severance package. Moore and Hung had gone over his head in a 2-1 vote to approve it. So there's a lot of things flying around right now. A lot of issues focused in this particular lawsuit, and we'll see what the courts have to say, or if the commissioners come out and end up getting this one settled.
Yeah, it'll certainly be interesting to see how this one shakes out. I saw the supposed severance package total there within your article, Dave, and a couple hundred thousand dollars in there. I'm thinking, oh my, yeah, I can see why a lawsuit might be had here when that gets went back on. So, like you said, Dave, we'll kind of just have to wait and see how this one shakes out as well. Again, Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram is our guest here on the local beat. Dave, tell you what, before we get into our upcoming stories in your scanner story for this morning, I want to talk about this Montrose Kia Cares campaign coming up. I know me and you had both kind of received an email about this. Just wanted to let you kind of go into this, and let the folks know what's going on here.
Yeah, so the Montrose Kia Cares campaign is up and running in Montrose Kia of Sheffield, which is out there on Detroit Road, 5033 Detroit Road. Is celebrating local nonprofits, first responders, and restaurants in Lorain County. This program consists of Kia making donations of $1,000 each to 12 nonprofits in Lorain County, and also delivering meals to first responders at 13 different municipalities in Lorain County. The meals are going to be bought from various eateries throughout Lorain County, so we're staying with the local dollars. That's supporting local small businesses. Montrose Kia also has a podcast. We'll call it the Montrose Kia Cares podcast, and they have weekly episodes. And this is also sort of part of a promotion for that. They're going to focus on featuring recipients of each of those $1,000 gifts and other supporting organizations in those podcasts. And you can listen to the podcasts at www.montrosekia.com/montrosecommercials.html. So you can go online and check those out. There's some other organizations that are they're helping through in-kind services or donations, Smile Payee Services, Maximum Velocity, Tift Family Foundation, Lake Erie Lanes, Lormet Credit Union, and the Lorain County Chamber of Commerce. So that'll be coming up, and you can pay attention to the Chronicle Telegram for more on that.
Well, that is fantastic. Dave, good to see more action here for our local nonprofits. Of course, we're coming off the heels of the Community Foundation's Connect to a Cause event. Is that aimed to help our local nonprofits as well? So good to see the community kind of pitching in as far as that goes. So great stuff there, Dave. Now, I want to know what you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram are working on this week as far as upcoming stories go.
Well, we've got some stuff coming out of Oberlin. Oberlin City Council is considering the annexation of the Lorain County JVS property. So we should have more on that from my colleague Jason Hawk. Wellington Board of Education is going to be meeting and possibly raise for the teachers there. So we'll see what happens with that. And also we'll be working on some events that are coming up on Saturday, including Lorain County Urban League's Racial Equity event. So lots to see in the Chronicle Telegram and at chronicletea.com.
You heard the man. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram or check it out online as well, chronicletea.com, for that digital e-edition. All right, Dave, my favorite part of the week is right here, right now. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, a tame but fun one. Nothing involving public nudity. Thank the journalism and scanner gods. But we'll give you Dateline Cleveland. A disturbance at West 57th and Bridge. Man in the middle of the street dancing. Hashtag dancing in the street.
Ah, that's. Are you sure he wasn't auditioning for this season of Dancing with the Stars? He might be a little late to try and get on there, but. Wow, that is that could have been our own very own Bruce Van Dyke. He's known to be quite the Dancing with the Stars aficionado, so maybe he just felt like getting out there after watching an episode. Who knows? Dave, thank you for the entertaining scanner story, as always, and for a look into what's happening around Lorain County. I appreciate the time, as always. You have yourself a great rest of the week, man. We'll catch up some more next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. Talk to you later.